So, I'm thinking we're going to finish this up before the next 3 times. Deliver people from sin and death. So, yes, we accessories to the end of the world are made lords. They're just as great to operate in mind with regard to their own Jesus Christ, God's Son himself. In comparison to it, all the world's mind and dominion are nothing. Even though before the world, it appears to be the world is called to be. It's fully true in its spiritual sense, so the world doesn't see or perceive for any result. Nevertheless, that office should not and cannot go further than that duty over what is called sin. So that wherever sin begins or ends, their government should also go. Everything that lives on earth is called sin. Whosoever sins, whosoever means nothing else than all together, peace to God, and the people of wise and ignorant, only for one moment. No one can come to heaven and eternal life unless he receives this revelation as so the gospel becomes this great equalizing moment. Where he points out that on earth and in the world that he finds nothing to see. He pronounces the verdict that all people see the impossible and their successors are saved. However, sinners are condemned before God in the first life. One of two things must happen. Either their sins will be forgiven and pardoned when they recognize these rules of unforgiveness, or they must remain eternally bound in sin. Their office. So it is called the to it. God's wrath yields to it. Holy, that I'm going to share some of my holiness with you. That's my heart and soul. And if you say, oh, thank you, God. Give me some of your holiness. Let me give you your holiness. If there's anything about that, not just because it's got a personal issue with the Pope, it's robbing the people of the church. You should put all of your stuff into the human being. What's going to happen when that human being falls and sin all of a sudden? Word, that's what matters. If it's your personal holiness and God is not what matters, then God is what matters. You have to get the devil to use it like that. Okay, 28. However, here we must have a true distinction between the sin of the church and the sin of the church. Between what? Thank you. So that is nothing other than the abominable slander of Christ. Because it takes away if someone else is holding this thing. I just want to put it down. Even though it is suffering, they are not serious about it and do not regard it as good and powerful enough for the forgiveness of sins, but must have in addition the merit of Mary in all cities, and most of all, of their own order and comfort and conviction to be raised. Jesus is enough, you need all these other things.
believe that my forgiveness is God's forgiveness. That's the most important part of this prayer. Do you believe that my forgiveness is God's forgiveness? So, I see that God is church, you get to be with Jesus. Why do I have to go to church? What's the point of why do I have to be part of the congregation to be a Christian? Well, you don't. But if you're not going to church, then you're going to just have to stay there and stare at heaven and say, how can I get to God? When you go to church, God says, we also thank you for this Holy Trinity Sunday.